I'm Mike Rush, an Australian correspondent based in Jerusalem, reporting for Sitrep Israel. Welcome to another episode of Sitrep Israel, an automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This Sitrep was generated on Monday, the 4th of May 2026 at 9:07 Israel time, 6:07 UTC. Trump launches Project Freedom Hormuz escort as Iran warns of ceasefire violation. President Trump announced that the United States will begin escorting stranded commercial vessels out of the Strait of Hormuz on Monday morning, Middle East time, under an initiative he called Project Freedom. Trump described the operation as a humanitarian gesture requested by neutral countries and warned that any interference would be met with force. Iran immediately condemned the mission, with the chairman of the Iranian Parliament's National Security Committee, Ibrahim Azizi, calling it a ceasefire violation and saying the strait would not return to its pre-war state. IRGC-affiliated media quoted regime insider Mohammad Mirandi as saying no ship would leave Hormuz without Iran's permission. Oil prices remained flat on the announcement, with Brent crude at just under $102 and WTI slightly up at $108. Hormuz transit remains collapsed at 4 vessels per day, 12% of pre-war levels. On the diplomatic track, the United States delivered its response to Iran's 14-point peace proposal via Pakistani intermediaries. Iran confirmed it is reviewing the response, though a foreign ministry spokesman said that at this stage there are no nuclear negotiations. Trump told Khan News the latest Iranian terms were not acceptable. Fars News reported that the U.S. proposal does not include conditions Iran would reject, and that Iran's 14-point plan was itself a response to an earlier U.S. 9-point initiative. Senator Lindsey Graham endorsed Project Freedom, calling Iran's last offer absurd and urging a forceful response if Iran disrupts navigation. On the home front, Israel canceled the annual Lag BaOmer celebration at Mount Meron due to security concerns. No broader home front command guideline changes were reported. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Lebanon, Hezbollah claimed a rocket and artillery attack on Israeli forces in Al-Bayada, stating it achieved confirmed hits. The IDF intercepted a suspicious aerial target near Yaron before it crossed into Israeli territory. Sirens sounded due to falling debris. Interceptors were also launched at 2 additional drones over southern Lebanon where troops are deployed. Results were under review. Earlier, sirens in Adamit and Arab al-Aramshe were determined to be false alarms. Israeli artillery shelling targeted the outskirts of multiple towns in southern Lebanon, including Al-Shaitiya, Majd al-Salm, Tulun, Fran, Al-Ghanduria, Haris, Kibbet Salm, and Yatar. An airstrike hit Zatar al-Sharqiya. The IDF deployed a net-launching interceptor drone system, the Iron Drone Raider, to counter Hezbollah's fiber-optic guided drones. Reuters reported, citing two Hezbollah officials, that Lebanese Health Ministry figures of 2,600 killed do not reflect the full extent of Hezbollah losses, which are estimated in the thousands, with hundreds of bodies still unrecovered in Binj Baal and Al-Khiyam. In Gaza, disarmament talks between Hamas and the Board of Peace reached an impasse. Hamas insists it will only give up weapons after full implementation of Phase 1 of the agreement, which requires an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Two activists from the Global Sumud Flotilla detained by Israel arrived in the Netherlands after release. Israel's foreign ministry accused Palestinian-Brazilian activist Saif Abu Keshk of Hamas ties and transferring funds, which activists called a pretext for the interdiction in international waters. In the West Bank, Israeli soldiers and settlers stormed the old city of Hebron on May 2nd, closing roads and shops and expelling journalists. On the multilateral track, Somali piracy has surged in coordination with the Houthis, including a tanker hijacking in the Gulf of Aden on May 2nd, marking a shift from anti-shipping attacks to maritime crime. A separate tanker was struck by unknown projectiles in the Strait of Hormuz. No casualties were reported. Fars News denied reports that Iranian forces detained a cargo ship near Hormuz. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic activity has flattened compared to the prior 7 days, with Hezbollah attacks reduced to a single claimed strike and no reported Israeli casualties. The focus has pivoted from a primarily Israel-Hezbollah dynamic to a U.S.-Iran diplomatic and maritime standoff, with Project Freedom dominating the information space. This represents a de-escalation in the northern arena but a sharp escalation in the Gulf, with the potential for direct U.S.-Iran confrontation supplanting the proxy war. On the information environment, the U.S. is framing Project Freedom as a humanitarian mission to restore freedom of navigation, while Iran is counter-framing it as a ceasefire violation and an illegitimate attempt to reassert control over the strait. The diplomatic track is being used by both sides to posture. The U.S. claims Iran's terms are unacceptable, while Iran signals it is reviewing the U.S. response, buying time. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest around the ceasefire itself. Both sides accuse the other of violating it, but the actual terms remain opaque, allowing each to claim victimhood. And the synthesis, Project Freedom, is less a humanitarian gesture and more a calculated stress test of Iran's red lines under the ceasefire, designed to force Tehran into a binary choice, acquiesce and lose face, or resist and provide a justification for force. The U.S. is exploiting the ambiguity of the ceasefire terms to assert dominance in the strait, betting that Iran's economic and military constraints will prevent a major escalation. A counter-reading is that Iran will respond asymmetrically, perhaps through Houthi or militia attacks, to avoid direct confrontation while still imposing costs. However, the U.S. likely assesses that Iran's threshold for a direct clash is high given its domestic instability and the recent executions, making a limited probe low risk. And now the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Three indicators to watch. Check flight radar 24 for U.S. Navy P-8 Poseidon tracks over the Strait of Hormuz on May 4th to confirm escort mission activity. Review Sentinel-1 SR imagery of Bandar Abbas Naval Base, Orbit 41236, for IRGC vessel sorties. And monitor the Telegram channel N12 Chat for real-time updates on Iranian parliamentary reactions to Project Freedom. Under the status quo lens, within 24 hours, Project Freedom will escort at least one commercial vessel out of the Strait of Hormuz without Iranian interference, with high confidence. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 7th, with no resumption of direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange, with high confidence. Hezbollah will claim at least one more attack on Israeli forces in southern Lebanon before 6 a.m. UTC on May 5th, with moderate confidence. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, Iran will attempt to block a Project Freedom escort using IRGC fast boats, leading to a warning shot from a U.S. vessel before noon UTC on May 5th, with low confidence. The U.S. will impose new sanctions on Iranian oil exports in response to Project Freedom interference before midnight on May 6, with low confidence. A Houthi missile will target a U.S. Navy ship in the Red Sea in retaliation for Project Freedom before midnight on May 7, with low confidence. That concludes this sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitreps. This is Mike Rash signing off from Jerusalem.